Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a debate in the swing district, in the swing county, in the swing state of Nevada. The whole country will be watching this race.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guests are Senator Greg Brower and former Senator Sheila Leslie. They're battling in State Senate District 15.
And it's right here on the whole new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge. Help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to host this debate today between former State Senator Sheila Leslie and State Senator Greg Brower. This race is in the swing district, in the swing county, in the swing state of Nevada. The whole country will be watching this debate, so thank you very much for being here. We tossed a coin, and we're going to ask the first question to you, Sheila. The governor has said that he will maintain the taxes that were to be sunsetted, but that will not be nearly enough revenue considering the increased cost of Medicare due to Obamacare. Where should new revenue come from, or where can it be cut from?
Well, I think you meant to say Medicaid instead of Medicare.
I'm sorry, Medicaid.
Right.
You are.
Well, I agree that the sunsetted taxes are definitely not going to be enough revenue, not just because of the Medicaid expansion, although in the first 3 years, the feds pay for most of that, but mostly because we need to reinvest in education. Our school district has cut $123 million over the last 5 years. With the sunsets alone, if we leave them alone, we'll still have to cut about $50 million more. So we absolutely have to find more revenue. I don't know if you want me to go into this now,
sure.
But I think voters really want specifics. They don't want us to just say we need more revenue. So what I would propose is to enact a corporate profits tax like 47 other states have. The only two that don't are North Dakota and Wyoming, and they tax
would
their natural
like
resources. Something like a version of a margins tax. All the surrounding states have that kind of a tax. Utah is the lowest at 5%. We could have a 1% or 2% tax and still be the lowest. We could phase out the modified business tax, which is a job killer, and we could lower the sales tax eventually, which is a tax that affects the middle class mostly. So
okay,
I think we need
we
to
time.
Move in that direction.
Okay, we have time. Greg, same question to you.
Well, I think including the tax revenue that was to sunset as revenue that we will or may have as we build the budget is the only common sense thing to do. Otherwise, we have a $700 million hole in the budget, and we just can't fill that, especially if we're not going to cut education further, which I think is absolutely critical. But with respect to new taxes, I think it's premature to be talking about that. You know, last session there was a $1 billion plus tax proposal. It went nowhere because it was immediately seen as a job killer. And as we're coming out of this recession, and we see some signs of life out there, the economy is getting stronger, but it's very, very slow. So I think it's premature to talk about new taxes. And we need to wait until the economic forum numbers come out in December and then see where we're at.
Do you think do you think the economy is moving along fast enough to make up for this deficit we're going to see, you know, mainly due to these Medicaid fundings?
We don't know. We know that there's going to be a lot of pressure on the budget, and as you point out, Medicaid is a big part of that. But we're going to have to wait and see in December. It may be that the sunset taxes do go a long way toward filling the gap. And I think that if that's true and we have some surplus revenue from those sources, we need to reinvest in education. As was pointed out by Sheila, the cuts in the last few years have been significant, and we need to start building back up if we're going to improve performance.
Sheila, do you want to have a chance to respond?
I was just going to point out that, again, even if we have the sunset taxes, Washoe County School District is planning to cut $50 million more next year.
All right, Ray?
Yes, let me start with Senator Brower on this, since we started with Senator Leslie before. This race here could go a long way in deciding what party controls the state Senate, either Republicans or Democrats. Could you both give me a statement on why it would be better for your party to be in the majority? Senator Brower first.
Well, thanks, Ray. I think there are four reasons, or four advantages that I think the state will have with Republicans in control of the Senate. The first is just the general attitude toward business that we see in the legislature right now. With both houses controlled by the Democrats, it seems that there's an anti-business environment that, if it continues, is not going to push the state forward and get this economy back on track. The second is education reform. We were able to do some things in the education reform area last session, but I'll tell you that the Democrats came along kicking and screaming with the teachers union opposed to everything we passed. If we're going to take it to the next level and pass additional reforms, we have to have more balance in the legislature. The third thing is with respect to public sector unions and collective bargaining at the local level. We've seen our local governments and our school districts crippled by collective bargaining agreements that they can't get out of and binding arbitration decisions that simply make no sense. And so if we're going to reform that process, we need balance in the legislature. And finally, I would just suggest to you, and I hear about this at the door all the time when I'm knocking on doors in my district, people really do want balance in Carson City. They think intuitively, even if they've never been part of the legislative process, that a balanced legislature is more responsive, leads to more compromise, and is better for the state. And I think they're right.
Thank you.
Senator Lessie?
Quickly, I think what voters are looking for is less partisanship and more working together. And I think there needs to be less emphasis on who controls what. Having said that, of course, I prefer to have the Democrats control both bodies. I think one of the reasons we don't have some of this horrible legislation that other states have experienced is because the Democrats have been in control. And I'm referencing things like the voter suppression and all of the very hardline anti-immigration types of legislation that we see in Arizona and some other states. So I think it's good for Nevada to have both houses controlled by the Democrats. We have the governor, so there's plenty of balance. And as to the education reforms, those came out of the Democratic Assembly. They were the ones who brought forth the reform. So it's not true that Democrats don't ever want to reform anything. And I think the way it is great.
Senator Brown, you want to respond?
Well, only that I think that I agree that there's too much partisanship in Carson City. But I think it's because the Democrats control both houses, essentially have a stranglehold on the process. And if we can achieve some balance, which for the most part the legislature in Nevada has had over the years, I think we can move the state forward more efficiently and more effectively.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll come back with more with our debate with Senators Brower and Leslie right after this time out.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, and we continue our debate between former State Senator Sheila Leslie and State Senator Greg Brower. And come back to you, Senator Leslie. State Senator Debbie Smith has raised concerns about star bonds that have been used to build major shopping areas, including a Cabela's and Shields World's largest sporting goods store. If not for those star bonds, nothing would have been built, no construction jobs, no retail jobs. What do you think of star bonds, and what changes should be made, if any?
Well, I don't think they've worked the way that they were intended. I was there when we passed star bonds, and everybody thought it was going to be the greatest thing in the world. And look what's happened. A lot of businesses have shut down, and there are two more, I think, in the last few weeks, shut down in Sparks and moved to Legends, where they get a much better deal on the sales tax. Who the real losers are in that situation are kids, because that means there's less funding for education. So I think we need to tighten it up. We tried to last session. We need to see if that worked. She told me the other day we're still having a lot of problems with getting reports back on how many jobs really have been created, the whole thing about tourists coming in. I don't think there's much tourist revenue coming from Target at Legends versus Target at in Sparks. So I think it was kind of a raw deal, to be honest.
And you've got about 13 seconds left. What kind of change would you see?
Well, I think we need to stop them from being able to shut down a store in Sparks and move to the Legends and keep that sales tax rebate.
Okay, Senator Brower?
Well, we need to clearly do everything we can to drive economic development and investment in our community, but it is true that there are some who don't view the star bond concept as having worked very well. The Washoe County delegation has met about this, and we will continue to meet and consider legislation for the next session if necessary to fix this problem and make sure that we're doing it the right way going forward.
But do you see it as a choice between tourists and non-tourists versus having buildings where buildings didn't exist before?
Not necessarily. I don't think it has to be that way. I know some perceive it in that way. The key has to be to provide incentives for economic development and ideally job creation. If the concept or the law we passed is not accomplishing that, then we need to revisit it.
Did you want to rebut
that? No, I agree with that.
Okay, Ray.
Both senators here have mentioned education reform that was done in the 2011 session, but people in both parties have said this is not enough. Going into this 2013 session, and I'll start with you, Senator Leslie, what reforms would you like to see passed education-wise in the 2013 legislature?
Well, Ray, we really haven't had time to see the reforms roll out from the last session, so I'm not prepared to go forward with a whole platform of more reforms. Let's wait and see how the teacher evaluation system works, and they're still working on regulations. It hasn't even been rolled out. I think the far more important issue is how we're going to keep the best and brightest teachers in the classroom, because we know that's what our kids need. How are we going to make sure that kids aren't sharing textbooks, that they have the right kind of computers and technology in their classroom? I think we have to solve the funding problem of education more than enact a bunch more reforms. Those reforms aren't necessarily going to keep teachers, the right teachers, here.
Senator Brower?
You know, Ray, since the end of the last session, I have spent a lot of time visiting schools in my district, talking to principals, teachers, students, parents. I'm married to an elementary school teacher. We have two teenage daughters. So education is something I spent a lot of time thinking about, hearing about, talking about. There's a lot of good things happening out there in our schools. There really are. But we need, clearly, to do better. What I'd like to see is more parental choice when it comes to schools. I'd like to see more local control. I'd like to see Carson City give up some of its power and control to the local school boards. We have elected school boards in every county. They should have more autonomy and more control. And frankly, I'd like to see teachers make more money. I'd like to see us pay our very best teachers more money. I think that'd be a great way to attract the best and the brightest and keep great teachers in the classroom. So there will be a lot of issues with respect to education reform on the agenda in the next session, and we need to keep pushing and keep moving forward.
Okay, Senator Brower, excuse me, you said that you wanted better pay for teachers, and then earlier you said your wife was a teacher. Yeah. How do you, you're not trying to be self-serving, are you?
No, in fact, not at all, Ray, and you know, thanks for clarifying that. In fact, my wife works part-time currently for the Washoe County School District, and she's coordinating gifted and talented curriculum for several schools. But no, this is not about me or my family. This is about the good of the state. I think if we're going to, as Sheila said, if we're going to improve education in the state, we need the best quality teachers we could have in the classroom. And frankly, they're not paid enough.
Senator Leslie?
I would just point out that the latest 2012 Kids Count report showed that Nevada is 50th in the number of kids in preschool. We're also 50th in the number of kids who are graduating from high school. So we have some of the worst outcomes in the country. Reforms aren't going to fix that. That takes funding.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax. As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
My fellow Nevadans, the doors of democracy are wide open. This year, you can register to vote online at registertovotenv.gov. All you need is 5 minutes, your DMV-issued ID to register online. Together, we can lift this great state to the top floor.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Holly.
Are you working on that elevator speech again, Ross?
You never know who you're going to run into.
The online deadline is October 6th.
NBC Tonight.
You gotta see it!
Get ready for a new hour of comedy on NBC.
Yeah!
Starting with Animal Practice. He's a vet that understands animals. Humans, not so much.
Maybe we can coax him out with some kind of child biscuit.
They're called cookies.
Then, from executive producer Jimmy Fallon, it's Guys with Kids.
Indoor slip and slide! In your face!
Animal Practice and Guys with Kids. Premiere with all new episodes tonight. Followed by the premiere of Law & Order SVU here on NBC.
Possibly the best-tasting burger on the planet. Eat at Joe's today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our debate between State Senator Sheila Leslie and State Senator Greg Brower, the former State Senator in Sheila Leslie's case. I wanted to talk about autism and start with you, Senator Brower. The numbers now are just horrifying. One in 88 kids, one in 54 boys, and the numbers are growing. The state of Nevada has put a lot of money and action regarding insurance, for example, into the cause of autism. My concern is, as these kids become grown-ups and their caregivers are not around anymore, what is going to become of these autistic adults? Will the state have to start warehousing these adults who won't be able to function on their own? And when will we start planning for the inevitable?
Well, you hit on a big issue. Social services is another area that has been cut significantly over the last few years, as well as education. And again, if we're going to stop cutting funding for these programs, and after all, it's largely about funding when we talk about issues like this, we get back to the revenue issue we discussed at the outset. It's simply a matter of arithmetic. We need to use the sunset tax revenue to build this next budget to make sure that we're not cutting further into education, cutting further into services for autism, and all the other things that we've cut so much in the last few years.
Senator Leslie?
I think the key to this issue is early intervention, and we have cut the meager programs we had. Nevada has never been a big investor in social services, but some of the most heart-wrenching testimony I've heard in my 14 years down there was from parents of autistic children, because if you don't intervene by the time the child is three, you've lost the opportunity for that child to advance in a lot of ways. So we need to find a way to help parents choose the right therapy for the right child, because every child is not the same, and it's much cheaper for the state to do that anyway, as you point out, to invest in the child and help them get a good start with their family than to pay for them later. We don't warehouse people anymore. Why do you think we have such large homeless populations, so many mentally ill people in our jails? We need to be smarter and pay more money up front, and we'll get a much better reward at the end.
Do you want to rebut that at all?
Well, only to the extent I agree with the early intervention emphasis. As a former prosecutor, I saw it up close in the criminal justice system. There's a lesson to be learned by not devoting resources to early intervention, and that has to be the key.
Right.
Yes, in this upcoming legislative session, Assemblyman Minority Leader Pat Hickey of Reno is bringing forth a lot of bills and issues about transparency. And in covering the legislature for the last 10 years, we go way back, is that there are so many secret meetings at the legislature. The Republican Senate caucus, the Democratic Senate caucus, those are all closed to the public, and all the meetings that have to do with taxation in Nevada are closed to the public. Let me start with you, Senator Brower, and then to you, Senator Leslie. What can you do to bring a little bit of transparency to the process in Carson City?
Well, transparency is the key. It's the key to campaign finance. It's the key to the process generally. You know, some of the meetings that you mentioned, Ray, are meetings at which nothing official can happen. And of course, we...
Yeah, but we don't... But we'd still like to know what happens.
Well, that's like if Sheila and I wanted to have a meeting after this interview together, of course, we have the right to have a private meeting together. The key is to make sure that we have committee hearings in the open, and obviously our floor sessions in the open, and that nothing official can happen without reporters having a chance to cover it, the public having a chance to attend. I think we've gone a long way at the legislature in terms of exposing the public to the process. You can watch us now. I'm not sure why anyone would want to, but you can watch us on the internet during the session. So there's a lot more openness. We need to be wary of making sure that continues, but we've come a long way.
Okay. Senator Leslie, but Nevada's open meeting law does not apply to the Nevada legislature, and you're the people that put that open meeting law together.
Sometimes having TV cameras in a room doesn't help with negotiations, right? That's the bottom line. But I agree with Senator Brower. Nevada has actually won a lot of awards for its transparency in terms of its meetings and its floor sessions. Where we need to make progress is in campaign finance reform, making lobbyists have to report what they spend on legislators year-round, not just during the session, which was my bill that Pat Hickey now is promoting.
Okay.
Wish he had helped me with it last session.
Well, now we have all this teamwork going on.
All right, so we've got about a minute left apiece here for you to tell us, and therefore the voters, why they should re-elect you to the state senate.
Well, thanks, Sam. I will tell you that I have a long record of public service and accomplishments in the legislature and outside the legislature. No one works harder than I do in Carson City to represent his constituents, whether it's on criminal justice issues, business issues, health and human services issues, education issues. I think I've been successful in representing my constituents. We have a lot of big issues facing this state. We have, as we've discussed, we have to get our economy back on track. We have to reform education. And most significantly, I'll say it again because I hear it as I'm going door to door all the time, we have a partisan divide in Carson City that is really holding us back from meeting the big challenges and getting the big things done. I think with my reelection or my election to a full term and some balance in the legislature, we can move this state forward. I think that's what my constituents want, and I'm looking forward to returning to Carson City.
Senator Leslie.
Thank you, Sam and Ray. Thanks for the opportunity. I hope that people elect me to the state Senate in District 15 because they know my record of working hard for the citizens of Nevada and being willing to stand up and do the right thing, even when the choices are very difficult, such as voting to increase taxes to fund education. I'm not afraid to lose an election. If I lose because I'm fighting for services for the mentally ill or autistic children, I'm fine with that. I think I have a record of compromise. I have a record of reaching across the aisle, working with three Republican governors. Much of my work in the Assembly was with the Senate full of Republicans. I know how to compromise. I know how to get the job done. People can go to my website at SheilaLeslie.org and read my blog about a lot of the bills I've sponsored over the years and the progress that we've made in Nevada because of that.
Thank you both very much, and good luck in the campaign.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
When Mitt Romney dismissed 47% of Americans for not pulling their weight, he attacked millions of hardworking people making $25,000, $35,000, $45,000 a year. They pay Social Security taxes, state taxes, local taxes, gas, sales, and property taxes. Romney paid just 14% in taxes last year on over $13 million in income, almost all from investments. Instead of attacking folks who work for a living, shouldn't we stand up for them?
Your garage door is the most important door on your home, and it's the largest door on your home. The look of your garage door affects the curb appeal and real estate value of your home. And to make your garage door quiet and dependable, we install LiftMaster garage door openers. Plus, we service every type of garage door and opener on the market. For your best value in a beautiful new garage door and the quality of a LiftMaster opener, call Thompson Garage Doors today.
For the ultimate in upholstered furniture cleaning, call the Carpet Tender. They'll pick up your furniture and clean it in their shop under controlled conditions. Even the most heavily soiled or smoke-damaged furniture can be renewed. With proper pre-treatment and attention to detail, great results are ensured. Just look at the difference. The Carpet Tender also offers the finest in-home cleaning. Call the Carpet Tender for a free estimate.
If you ever have entertained the idea of owning leather furniture, you owe it to yourself to visit us this September. Some of our top manufacturers have gone out of their way to entice you. Imagine leather sofas starting at $16.99, matching chairs starting at $10.99, and leather sectionals starting at $34.99, all with exceptional design detail. Stop by the Ennis Showroom today and see for yourself that the difference shows.
Ennis Fine Furniture.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. On our next broadcast, we'll have former Congresswoman Dina Titus, who is trying to get back to Washington, D.C.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching.